The immediate problem I face with this review is how to call it. Its correct title is The Motherfucker with a Hat, but in polite circles, it is either called The Mother F, asterisk, asterisk, etc., with a hat, or just The Mother with a Hat. Being fairly polite myself, I shall refer to it as The Mother F with a Hat. This play is a first collaboration between Glasgow's Tron Theatre and the Sherman in Cardiff. Having seen Tron Theatre productions previously, both in Scotland and in London, I was aware that I would be in for a hard-hitting, challenging production. Not so much in-your-face theatre, but slapping you around the face work. The Mother F with the Hat is a Tony Award-nominated play by esteemed New Yorker Stephen Adley Gurgis. I presume that is how his name is pronounced. This playwright is often mentioned in the company of American icons such as David Mamet and Tracy Letts, so you know he is right up there with the American cream. That's cream, not dream, as there is little to associate the content of this play with that national American ethos. Written in 2011, the play premiered at Broadway's Gerald Schoenfield Theatre on April 11, 2011. To mixed reviews, a lot of the criticism was aimed at Chris Rock's portrayal of Ralph D, which left some critics a little underwhelmed. The play was a bit of a flop financially, largely due to the problem highlighted at the start of the review. In the more puritanical American world, it was difficult to market a play because you couldn't even call it by its name. A dig at American puritanism is referred to in the script, when a potential bout of bed hopping led to an exclamation by Jackie, putting a halt to having it off with Victoria, his sponsor's wife. I mean, what are we, Europeans or some shit? It made me feel quite proud. Mother F with a Hat made its UK premiere at the Littleton Theatre on the 10th of June 2015 to pretty much universal acclaim. This Tron Sherman production makes its debut in both Scotland and in Wales. The play's a five-hander and starts with Veronica tidying up her bed in preparation for a visit from her boyfriend, former drug dealer Jackie. He has just been released from prison and he is trying to become a decent citizen by getting a job. Veronica is a cocaine-sniffing, attractive girl, nicely played by Welsh actress Alexandria Riley, who recently appeared at the Sherman in the acclaimed production of The Cherry Orchard. Her single room, located in a residential hotel in Times Square, is a bit of a mess. Bottles everywhere, full ashtrays, clothes scattered untidily over the floor. When Jackie arrives, they are obviously setting up the conversation in one direction only, and that is to get down to a bit of rumpy pumpy. Whilst Veronica prepares herself by having a shower offstage, Jackie strips down for action to his briefs and gets into bed. He then espies a man's hat lying on the coffee table. Suspicions arise, and Jackie wants to know who the motherfucker with the hat is. He sniffs the bed like an anteater hoovering up its prey to try to determine if it gives any clue as to whether any sexual activity has recently occurred. Jackie, played by Francois Pandolfo, is probably the central character in the play. He does well playing the paranoid Puerto Rican New Yorker, Jackie. Other characters are Jermaine Dominique as Ralph D, Jackie's sponsor, I found his Machiavellian excuses for his own bad behaviour very funny. His wife Victoria, played by American Rennie Williams, has just had about enough of her husband's bad behaviour. The final character, Cousin Julio, played by Kyle Lima, is a macho individual, a kind of masseur and notary public mix, with connections to the mob. The acting is fine throughout, just a couple of lapses with the New York accent. But for me, the star attraction of this production is Kenny Miller's set. On three split levels, each representing the character's room, at the bottom you have Veronica's hotel room in Times Square, which is probably a rundown establishment. The middle level represents Ralph D and Victoria's Hell Kitchen place. This is an area of New York City largely associated with actors and has a prominent gay quarter. At the top, you have Cousin Julio's minimalistic feng shui abode in gentrified Washington Heights. This layout is no accident, as it goes in ascending order of prosperity. The play depicts betrayal, guilt, fidelity, and addiction, but it also has an abundance of dark humour. With so much going for it, why was I constantly checking my watch for the final 20 minutes in a production that only runs to 90 minutes? Maybe it is because I found it a little one-paced. There isn't much variety in it. The naturalistic dialogue is sparkling and has a cadence to it that almost makes it lyrical at times, but it's somewhat overwhelming in its intensity. Having taught for many years in China, I became aware that audiences there always judge a movie, because that's what it usually is, based upon its resolution, which being Chinese would have a moralistic quality to it. Whilst not subscribing to this view myself, I did feel that it was a little like travelling up to London for a day sightseeing and spending all your time on the Circle Line of the Tube. Can I recommend this play? Well, I guess it comes down to where home is where you hang your hat. Sorry about that. If you are at home watching an amusing profanity-driven play which offers little hope and you don't have to think too much about it, then you will enjoy this play. Due to profanity throughout, adult themes and brief male nudity, I would suggest that this production is for adults only. The show runs at the Sherman in Cardiff to the 31st of March, and tickets can be available by following, tickets can be purchased by following the link at the end of this review. Thank you.